Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and give a quick update on HPAI. As we think about protecting our own herds moving forward, we need to be very mindful that a primary way that it appears that this virus moves into naive herds is from the movement of animals from an area that has had issues with the virus. Within the herd, it seems to spread rather rapidly through the milking parlor. Primary thing we would need to do there is separate animals suffering from symptoms of the virus from other animals, keeping those animals in a separate group and milking them at the very last. A lot of times, about 10% of our herd is impacted, and the best treatment that we have are fluids and electrolytes. Many times on our farms, we just simply do that with a hand pump, but you might want to consider a different type of pump to deliver that electrolyte. Many times, farms in a particular region will use a similar source of supply, so having identified where you would get supplies from would be very important so that you can have supplies available should you need them on your farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers here in Kansas that while everything has been quiet for many months, there's still the possibility that we could see new outbreaks of HPAI, and it's important that we prepare ahead of time so that we can meet those challenges should it happen on our particular dairy farm.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.